Artisan's Simple 5-Step Plan for a Perfect Date Night by IDK, I'm Out of Ideas, and read by Coprime. Rating, general audiences. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, leverage. Relationship, Alec Hardison / Parker / Elliot Spencer. Additional tags. Prompt, date night, one shot, OT3, and polyamory. Summary. Prompt, Hardison's simple 5-step plan for a perfect date night. 1. Make sure both Parker and Elliot are free without raising suspicion. 1A. Ensure the brew pub and any other obligations are taken care of for the night. 1B. This includes making sure Parker isn't in the middle of planning their next con. 1C. And that Elliot won't be out teaching a cooking class for kids, or a self-defense class for kids, or babysitting someone's kids. 1C1. Note, if Elliot is taking care of kids, do not try to include them in date night. 2. Set the mood. 2A. Make sure everyone is in a good mood. 2B. This includes making sure Hardison doesn't get too stressed out trying to plan the perfect date night. 2C. Light candles. 2C1. Note, in the unlikely event that a candle tips over, make sure it won't set the whole building on fire. 2D. Set the table. 2E. Surprise them. 2E1. Note, surprise them in a way that won't end with a knife in the wall. 3. Pick a food. 3A. Homemade or takeout. 3B. Pros of takeout. Easier to make. Easier to surprise them with. No matter what, the food will be edible. 3C. Cons of takeout. Elliot is very selective about what places he trusts for takeout food. Parker always insists on getting something from the crappy Chinese food place downtown that always upsets Hardison's stomach when he eats it. 3D. Pros of homemade. Group activity, having fun in the kitchen. Elliot might complain the whole time, but he does secretly enjoy it. Or at the very least, he appreciates the effort. 3E. Cons of homemade. Takes longer. Parker will try to experiment with the food. There's a 95% chance that the food will turn out to be inedible and they'll have to order takeout anyways. 4. Pick a movie. 4A. If homemade food went well, suggest a rom-com. 4A1. Note, even if the food turned out inedible, if everyone was laughing and having fun, then it still went well. 4B. If homemade food went poorly, suggest a thriller / mystery. 4C. If it was just takeout, suggest an action / heist movie. 4C1. Note, do not, under any circumstances, watch any of the Fast and Furious movies. 4D. Pick a snack food for the movie. 4E. Popular options. Popcorn, chocolate, Skittles, bread, popsicles, beer. 4E1. Note, do not try to get Elliot to taste one of the brew pub's special brews. He will hate it. 5. Arrange the cuddle pile on the couch in a way that makes everyone happy. 5A. Elliot almost always prefers to be on the outside, but can occasionally be needled into sitting in the middle. 5B. Parker will either want to sit on the outside and stretch out over half the couch, or sit in the middle and still stretch out over half the couch. 5C. Hardison likes sitting in the middle, but doesn't mind sitting on the outside. 5C1. Note, if it's cold out, make sure there are lots of blankets. 5C2. Note, if it's warm out, make sure that whoever sits in the middle won't overheat. 5C3. Note, buy more pillows. 5C4. Note, pick whoever the designated snack refiller, DSR, will be before the movie starts. 5C5. Note, no matter where Parker sits at the beginning of the movie, she will inevitably starfish over the entire couch and anyone in her way. 5C6. Note, make sure that when Parker does starfish, she can still let the DSR out to get more snacks. 5C7. Note, if the movie is a rom-com and goes past midnight, there's a 50% chance Hardison will fall asleep. 5C8. Note, if Hardison does fall asleep, there is a 100% chance that Elliot and Parker will take pictures of him drooling. 5D. Final note, no matter how the cuddle pile starts off, the seating arrangement will be adjusted at least a dozen times over the course of the movie. Give up on trying to get the arrangement perfect the first time. Let people sit wherever they want and adjust from there. 1. Note. Hardison, I don't know what this is, but whatever it is sure as hell ain't simple. 2. Note. Why did you refer to yourself in the third person? Parker thinks that is very weird. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author. Hello, Coprem here. So this was for the Voice Team Mystery Box Challenge, and I was required to include bloopers in this podfic. So here they are, and I hope that you enjoy them since this is not something I normally do. Date night. What the world did I... Brain. 2C. Oh, nope, that was the wrong number, damn it. If homemade food went poorly, suggest us... Nope. 4D. Pick a snack for the... I missed a word there. 4C3. No, god fucking damn it, I've been doing the wrong goddamn number this whole time. 5C4. Nope, that was also still the wrong number. Give up on trying to get the perfect... No, that was not it. And that's all the bloopers, so now we are at the true end of the podfic. Bye. I hope you have a great day. Drink some water if you need to.